And we've all been in victim mentality. Like I lived until I learned about manifestation. And this is why I teach manifestation, because it's like the biggest fucking mindset shift. It literally can change the entire way that you look at your life, because you no longer are feeling like you're a victim of your life and of the world and of situations. It shifts you from essentially being a victim to being a creator of your reality. Welcome back to the Magic of Transformation podcast. I am your host, Stephanie Zeller. Today on the show, we have a behind the scenes of a recent group coaching call I did in my workshop, Your Life's Work. This is a 10-month deep dive, life-changing workshop to help you find and create a sustainable, joyful career, a career that gives you all the things that you want, success, acclaim, but most importantly, deep, profound joy so that you don't have to chase after it again and again and again. If you don't wake up excited every single day to go to work, then this workshop would 100% be for you. Now, this is just a little snippet of our group coaching calls. They usually last around 90 minutes and we do them twice a month. So there is so much powerful stuff that we go into in these group coaching calls. If you want more where this came from, be sure to head over to thetransformationschool.com and check out my course, Your Life's Work. I am enrolling for this course so you can apply there. You can also check out the show notes for a free training on how to finally have a joyful cup overflowing career. In your life's work, one of the main things that you will learn is the science and art of manifestation. And this is so fun for me to teach because I spent years and years and years researching manifestation and experimenting with it. And in the workshop, we don't only work on manifesting things inside of your career, we manifest things in and out of your career. So people have manifested all sorts of things like dream homes, dream vacations, dream cars, new partners, more money, all sorts of amazing stuff. And it's one of the most fun aspects of my program, Your Life's Work. So within the program, we talk about it a lot in group coaching calls. And that is what you're going to hear a little bit of today is me doing a little bit of teaching in this group coaching call about manifestation. I hope you enjoy this episode. If you do, be sure to give me a 5-star review wherever you are listening. If you leave a 5-star review on Apple, you will be entered in to win a 1-on-1 magic session with me. The drawing for that will be in a couple of months. So without further ado, let's dive into the episode.
I guess the manifestation module, that really blew my mind. That was fucking insane. I don't know how you like pulled that together. I'm blown away. And for me, I guess like a lot of things in there I had read about or learned about or like kind of played with and experimented before. But my biggest thing was that I kind of was going off that old way of manifesting, which I intuitively knew was not right. I'm like, this fake positivity bullshit. I'm like, this does not work for me. This like trying to be positive all the time when you're not. I was like, I don't know. I don't really get it. I was like, nah. And like, even with the law of attraction as well, that was my roadblock with a lot of it. And I also love quantum physics and like that whole thing that was just wild to me. So I really, really, really loved this module. And yeah, I just think that the whole thing with the beliefs, it all makes sense to me. Yeah, it's just like all of these things just like clicked and it was like, yeah, so.
Good. Yeah, you said something. You said, how did you work this all out? I feel like you've unlocked the secret of the universe for me.
Yeah.
But that's how I felt about manifestation when I really understood it in a deeper way rather than just positive thinking, which is how most people teach it. And this is why I teach manifestation. And it, besides excavation, it's like the most important part of the course because it's how you create your reality. And manifestation is happening whether somebody believes it or not. It's just a matter of learning the laws of it. And then you have so much more power.
Yeah.
I wanted to address, there's a couple questions about victim mentality and like kind of taking radical responsibility. So I wanted to clarify that a little bit because there's multiple ways of thinking about this when it comes to manifestation. So when somebody is in victim mentality, they're usually constantly blaming and complaining, blaming and complaining. Like, that's sort of how you know that you're in victim mentality. When we're in victim mentality, we feel like we don't have any control over our emotions and the situations that are happening to us. And most people in the world are in victim mentality. And we've all been in victim mentality. Like, I lived until I learned about manifestation. And this is why I teach manifestation, because it's like the biggest fucking mindset shift. It literally can change the entire way that you look at your life once you learn it and once you've really internalized it, because you no longer are feeling like you're a victim of your life and of the world and of situations. It shifts you from essentially being a victim to being a creator of your reality. So when you're a creator of your reality, you essentially know that every time you experience a difficult emotion, difficult emotions always implicate a self-limiting belief. And so every time you feel a difficult emotion, you all of a sudden know, like, whoa, okay, what's happening here? You have this like new level of self-awareness. You can start evaluating what's happening. And then you can do, first of all, just do something about the emotion. You can process it through. You can do some reprogramming around it so that you don't have to experience it over and over and over again. And then you also have power and control over what you create. And you know that you can change your situation. You can essentially say, like, okay, well, this situation happened. How could I potentially be contributing to the manifestation of this situation? Like, what's my role as the creator of my own reality to the situation versus how everybody else is living, which is like they think they have no power and no control. And everything's just always happening to them. Does that make sense? When you know how manifestation works and you recognize your own power, because that's the real thing about manifestation, is all of a sudden you realize that you have so much more power than you could have ever possibly imagined. And when you understand the fundamentals of manifestation, which you guys have learned, this is how manifestation works, you're soon going to be getting the like how to manifest, as well as additional tools. Then you can really start to take control. And you no longer have to feel stuck or have to feel like the world is just happening to you. You can now create anything that you want to. It's essentially like the laws of the way the world works, but no one really knows about them. Like, it's this should be, this honestly should be taught in school, but it's not. And again, manifestation is happening whether or not you believe in it. Like, it makes no difference if you believe in manifestation or not. It's sort of just the laws of the universe. It's the way, it's cause and effect. It's the way things are happening. So that's like the main thing, is that if you are walking around and you and everybody slips into victim mentality. I mean, the more you become self-aware and the more you really take control of your own manifestation process, the less you are going to slip into victim mentality. But a way to really cue you in to feeling like a victim, like that you're feeling like a victim, is, am I blaming or am I complaining? And blaming is huge. Like, even if somebody says something shitty to you or something happens, it's like, it's not that that person shouldn't have done that, but you have control over your response. And you have control ultimately over how that makes you feel. Now, obviously, there's situations where we have been a victim. I mean, most of us, where, especially like in childhood, where in childhood we didn't have a lot of control and we were victims to various degrees. Or, you know, as an adult, you can also be a victim, like somebody can harm you in some way. So it's not like things don't happen to us where we're not put in these situations where we are a victim of something that someone else does. But then we have sort of a choice at that point, and this is where the radical responsibility comes in, of what we do with that experience. So we can sit and we can sort of be like, okay, now I'm stuck in this and this terrible thing happened to me and this is going to impact the rest of my life. And then we never take steps to heal that or to reprogram that thing. And what happens then is then we sort of create patterns of pain and suffering. And that's us just perpetually living as a victim in a victim narrative with victim mentality. Or we can choose to change that, to heal that, to look at that, and to contemplate, okay, this happened to me. I was a victim, but how am I like continuously replaying this out? Like if I got bullied in childhood, for instance, how am I now projecting onto everyone else that they're bullying me? How am I now putting myself in situations with actual bullies that could be bullying me? Like, how am I replaying that over and over and over? Because I basically believe that about myself. I believe that I'm not worthy and that I'm always in situations where people bully me. So I keep perpetually putting myself into these situations where people bully me. It's like I grew up with a domineering, like masculine figure that was pretty toxic. And then what I ended up doing was like, then I ended up seeking those same kind of people out in my life, you know, like as bosses or as mentors, sometimes even like what these like kind of toxic, very alpha masculine figures who ended up essentially being toxic. And to me, I was like, why does this keep happening to me? Why do I keep like ending up working with these people that actually aren't in support of me and they're manipulative? And then I realized like, this is a fucking pattern. I keep choosing them. I keep putting myself in this situation. And initially, was that my fault? Like, no, I was, you know, you could say like a victim of that when I was a child. But then because and honestly, people usually are in victim mentality because they don't know that they are. They don't know that there's an alternative. They don't know that they can have tools. They don't know that they can learn about manifestation. They don't know that they can reprogram. But then, of course, once I learned those things, I realized, oh, I can actually shift out of victim mentality. And then it's really a choice. Like, do I want to just do the fucking work? Because that's what you do to shift out of victim mentality is you have to do the fucking work. And that's how you leave victim mentality and take radical responsibility over your situation so you don't keep perpetuating the same narratives over and over again. So any situation that you feel stuck in or any pattern, you know, another one for me was like workaholism, all these things, any pattern that you find yourself stuck in, it's like you are a victim of that pattern until you do the work to change the pattern. And it's a really hard mindset shift to shift out of blaming the situation, blaming the people in the situation, blaming everyone else around you, to taking radical responsibility. That is a hard mindset shift because you've been doing that your whole life because you didn't know there was another way of looking at it. You didn't know, wait a minute, like, oh my God, unconsciously, I'm choosing all of this. You know, like I remember when I first started dating my partner, now is still in dentistry, and I had, oh my God, I was like, an entrepreneur. I was like lecturing many times a month. I had a podcast. I was doing a million things. And I was complaining to him about how busy I was and that I was trying to find the right software to order in all of these things. I had a to-do list that was like 400 things long. I mean, I was constantly overwhelmed. And I was like projecting onto him all this anger that he was like getting in the way of my to-do list. And like, I genuinely thought that there was no other way to look at the situation. I felt like, why don't you understand that I have all of this going on and how hard this is for me? And I was like such in victim mentality. Like it didn't occur to me in the slightest that I had created that I had committed to a million things, like that my to-do list was that long because that's what I had chosen. Like I had no clue that was it didn't feel like choice because honestly, it wasn't. I was living unconsciously. Like all my decisions were unconscious. I of course thought they were conscious. I would think about my decisions. I would seriously contemplate them, but I was just like living in my programming and I wasn't very self-aware. And now it's like, I think about that moment all the time and I laugh about it, about how I was telling him like, you don't get how busy I am. And I was so upset and I created that. That was my choice. So when you go through this workshop, and especially when you learn about manifestation, what you're really doing is you're saying like, okay, I'm going to shift out of victim mentality and everything I don't like about my life, every difficult emotion that I feel, every situation that I feel stuck in, I'm going to look at and ask, how am I contributing to this? How am I choosing not to change this? How am I not doing the work to change this? How did I actually choose this? Looking back, I didn't think that I really had a choice, but I did have a choice. How did I choose this? And like, how does that feel similar to my choices in the past and maybe even in my childhood? And how am I just repeating that pattern and that narrative over and over and over and over again? Because we repeat it until we heal it. We repeat it until we heal it. We repeat it until we heal it. Like, that's just what happens. So I would say that's the main thing that I want you to take home about victim mentality and taking radical responsibility. The really interesting thing about this is, like, once you start taking radical responsibility, once you start catching yourself every time you're complaining or blaming, you will really notice it when other people do it. Especially as you're taking this workshop, I've had clients come to me, especially towards the end of the workshop, once you've been doing all the work, and they're like, oh my God, everyone around me is like such a victim. They're just always complaining. They're always blaming everyone else. And you'll start to spot other people's self-limiting beliefs and just how they think they're totally trapped in their own self-limiting beliefs. And they'll try and convince you that they're trapped in their own self-limiting beliefs. Again, this is something that my partner, he likes it now, but initially when I learned about self-limiting beliefs and manifestation, when he would start talking about how he was trapped in something, I'd be like, well, that's just like a self-limiting belief. And he would sit there forever and try and convince me that it wasn't and be like, no, I'm really like, this is really a bad situation. And I'm just like, no, everybody in the world is, I mean, most people in the world are living in their own prisons, you know? And then you get to, of course, choose who you actually want to communicate that with, like, in terms of, is that true? Is that really true? And I found, by the way, if you ever want to sort of challenge somebody's self-limiting belief, just the right question at just the right time. And sometimes just asking why. Like, I remember I was talking to this guy a few years ago and he was like, well, I have to work 5 days a week. And I was like, why? And he was like, well, and then I just kept asking him why. And then all of a sudden it was like his brain broke. You could see it as I was talking to him. He was like, he had never thought about, wait a minute, why is he doing it? He was doing it because everybody else was doing it. And that's a nice thing to ask yourself too. Anytime you say, I have to do this, start asking yourself why. Like, wait, especially if it's charged, like in a frantic way. If you're frantically feeling like you have to do something, that's coming from programming almost 100% of the time if it's frantic. There can be like a gut level intuitive, oh, I just know I have to do this. That's different. I'm talking about the frantic, like, well, I have to do this. Programming 100% of the time. So it's like, wait, why do I have to do this? Why do I have to do this? Why do I have to do this? Right. And if you can start asking yourself that, you can start breaking free from the programming. So when you break free from victim mentality, you need to become more self-aware, which you're doing in this workshop. You need to reprogram, identify your self-limiting beliefs and reprogram, which you're doing in this workshop. But you also need to take active action in direct opposition of your programming, even when it's hard. So if you've always been doing something, but you know it's going to make you feel more stuck, you know that ultimately it's not serving you, then you have to take action in the other direction. And the more you reprogram, the easier the action is. The last thing I want to say, and then we need to jump into breathwork, is karma, dharma, reincarnation. It depends on what your perspective is on a higher spiritual level in terms of manifestation. But I am of the belief that anything that occurs to me in my life, I called in on some level, even though really hard shit. So it's kind of like, if like the way that I think of my life, for instance, is like, okay, these are the big things I want to experience. And I'm experiencing my life now like a video game. You can also look at this as the universe giving you a curriculum. So it's like, if you need to really learn something or level up to the next level, the universe is going to send you certain obstacles to experience so that you think of yourself as the creator mentality, you use your manifestation and all of your tools, and then you up level and you free yourself from whatever mental construct or prison that you're in. It's literally like the Matrix, you guys. This is why I love that movie, because you're always in a construct. And so it's like, how do I free myself from the construct? And so we're given obstacles sometimes time and time and time again, because the universe is like, okay, didn't free yourself that time. Here's another one. Didn't free yourself that time. Here's another one. So if you think of it like that, like for years now, anytime anything difficult happens, I always just think like, okay, what is this showing me? That's the first thing I think. What is this showing me? Why am I experiencing this? I never think, oh my God, this shouldn't be happening. Like never. Never do I think that. So much so now that when I hear other people tell me, like, I'm so sorry that's happening, or I hear other people saying they're upset about things that are happening to them, sometimes I'm actually confused. So point being that I've just shifted my mindset so much that it's actually confusing to me now. But if you look at it all as it's like, it's all helping you. This is why there's this saying of everything is working in your favor. Does that mean that you're not going to experience hard shit? No, you're going to experience hard shit. But it's all working to free you, because if you can leverage that difficult thing, use your tools, do the fucking work and free yourself from it, you won't have to experience it again. Like that experience may come in, but you won't have the same emotional response. Do you know what I mean by that? So it's like, for instance, now, you know, I said earlier, I kept repeating the pattern of working with kind of like alpha toxic masculine figures. If that were to happen to me now, well, first of all, that doesn't happen to me. That's the point, because I don't partner with people like that. But if it were to, and somebody were to sort of, I don't know, belittle me or not see my value or something, I wouldn't get triggered by it at this point. I'd just be like, oh, like we're not a good fit. Goodbye. There would be no trigger. So maybe the situation happens, but I'm not living in a prison anymore because I don't have the same emotional response. I know that that's about them, not about me. Does that make sense? Okay. So this is, yeah. So victim mentality, radical responsibility. This is why we learn manifestation. If you really, really take it in, if you really take your time with it, manifestation modules are so important. They're such like a keystone of this workshop. And real quick, before we hop into breathwork, a lot of you really resonated with the quantum physics perspective. I mean, everybody resonated with the psychological neuroscience perspective, but a lot of you resonated with the quantum physics and you asked, like, is there a way to kind of integrate that into the tools? The manifestation reprogramming does integrate the quantum physics perspective. And that's, I actually think the manifestation reprogramming is the most powerful reprogramming that you're going to be getting in this workshop. I think you get it in module 9. And it also uses all the other ones. It actually integrates all of the perspectives. But I love it because of the way it uses the quantum physics perspective. It's just like really, really powerful. Thank you for tuning in to this behind the scenes group coaching call episode. This group coaching call is from my program, Your Life's Work, which is a 10-month program to help you cultivate a really juicy, joyful, purpose-driven career. If you want to find more sustainable joy in your career without having to chase one success or achievement after another, you can find this course, Your Life's Work, at thetransformationschool.com. In this course, we also cover all sorts of things, including the art and science of manifestation, which is a huge aspect of this workshop and the reason why people manifest so many things both in and out of their career when they take Your Life's Work. If you want to learn more, head over to thetransformationschool.com, or you can also look in the show notes to watch a free training on how to finally have a joyful career. If you like this episode, be sure to pass it along to someone else that you know would benefit from it too. Thank you so much for tuning in. Until next time.